T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, this is something you need to know, because you're always going to at least go on one first date, I would imagine. A lot of you going on a bunch of them. So the survey asked, okay, what foods are the best to order on a first date? And I'm wondering, okay, I got you fine people in the room. First date, what do you think is the best food to order on a first date?
Easy. Foot-long hot dog.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Wait.
For her.
I got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't you setting unreasonable expectations at that point?
I'll order a taco, she orders the brat, and we're good to go. No, I don't. I'm trying. First thing, wow. First date food.
Surprising answer. Yeah.
That's a good question. And definitely not pasta, like spaghetti, because it gets a little too messy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think, like, messy is probably not a good idea.
And garlicky.
Oh, right. That's a good point. Yeah.
Okay. So nothing pasta-y, messy, or garlicky. All right. So far,
sushi.
We haven't. Sushi. Let's see if sushi's on the list. I don't think so, because they're saying you should avoid a lot of fish stuff, including sushi on this list. No mussels, no sushi, no crab, no lobster, no
prawn,
tuna steak. Wow. No prawns.
Obviously, if I'm doing sushi, you've got to make sure that the person that you're going on the date with likes sushi. Otherwise, you're like, well, do you like the children's teriyaki platter that they could give you or something like that? I mean, like, you know.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
What's that?
You really should never pick a weird food, because people are always trying to be accommodating. And therefore, they would say yes. Like, your wife, didn't your wife say she liked a certain thing, and it was...
She liked mussels. And,
yeah.
And then I find out later on, after we went to the Rock, and I got it as an appetizer. And then, like, months later, she goes, I don't like mussels at all. I did it just because I didn't want to upset you.
And I was like, and you went, and that's the first thing you did. That was that your first date? You ordered mussels.
Yes.
Good job, buddy.
Well, they were the appetizer. I was like, do you like mussels? She said, yes. I'm like, perfect. Let's get some mussels.
See, that's why you never order weird stuff and ask
them
if they
like
it.
What's so weird about mussels?
Well, I think it's weird for a first date, because not everybody digs mussels. It's not weird altogether. But for a first date, I agree. There's just certain foods you don't order, because you don't know how people really feel, and they're not going to tell you the truth because they want to be accommodating.
I feel like a lot of people would think, like, oysters or mussels, because aren't oysters an aphrodisiac? But they're very awkward to eat.
Oh, but they're fun to slurp.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Nothing better on a first date than a big slurp sesh.
You know, you really are a fortunate man.
I didn't do oysters. I did mussels. It was a little bit different.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you and your slurp fest.
You don't slurp mussels. You have a little fork, and you pick it out. And
Thanks for the pantomime.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for showing me, because I was concerned. I didn't know exactly how to do it, but you showed me.
All right. Well, I'm glad now you guys know. Enjoy your mussels.
Enjoy your mussels.
I think, like, chicken wings would be tough, even though I love chicken wings, but your fingers are all messy, and that's like, then you're sucking on your fingers, and that could get weird.
Well, just go for the boneless ones, and you'll be fine.
Then you're just getting chicken nuggets.
Yeah, oysters. And by the way, Vicky, oysters are the number one food to avoid, they say. Even
oysters.
Though you would think they would be the aphrodisiac. Or maybe it sends the wrong message. You know, I mean, it's like, oh, really? You trying to get me in the mood? It's first damn date? Give me oysters?
I would think oysters would be a fun first date. Like, have you ever tried oysters before? Let's go try them.
Yeah.
Especially if you like them. It's kind of like, hey, bringing you into my world.
Plus, like, then you know how adventurous they are.
Yeah.
If they're willing to try something they've never tried before.
Okay, you guys obviously should not be in charge of first dates.
Well, thankfully, I don't have to worry about this anymore.
Yeah, both of you are very fortunate. Did you, Danny, on your first dates, you do oysters?
No, pizza.
Pizza seems like that's a good go-to.
Yeah, like you would have to do pizza.
You know what I hate about this? It is the number one thing. I knew it. You know, I saw I saw it on the list, and I thought, damn, dude, stupid Danny's going to go, you know what you should do is pizza.
Well, pizza's a perfect choice.
That's the go-to. I mean,
it's Danny's every choice for everything. Do you need a good food? Do you need something because you're incontinent? True. Do you need something for the baby? Everything is pizza. Yeah. That's his answer for everything. You know what? Do you need a suppository? Pizza.
But it's a safe food to get. If you don't like pizza, then they're probably not even like a human being. They're probably like an alien.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And you should probably just end that day anyway.
You can either go buy the slice at some places or at least half and half a pizza. So even if they have different tastes than you can still enjoy it together.
Or like pizza places have like calzones, so you can just do your own thing.
All right. Well, you know what, Steve? Pasta was on the list, but it was more manageable pasta. Lasagna, they say, is a good first aid.
Yeah, spaghetti is the one I'm really thinking. Like, that gets a little that could get a little messy, and I don't want to, like squirt it with sauce or something.
And I hate to say this, but they're saying chicken wings is also pretty good for a first date. And you said you didn't think chicken wings – and I'm with you, Steve. They seem pretty messy. So it's weird that chicken wings made it, unless because everybody loves chicken and maybe – you know, you're sort of getting more casual, more real, or more relaxed because you're eating with your fingers, and maybe that breaks breaks a little bit of the tension.
But that's part of why I wouldn't, because I channel my inner savage when I'm eating chicken wings. Like, I'm ripping them apart, I'm sucking on them, I'm licking my fingers. Like, it's not a sight to see, especially if you're trying to impress somebody.
I mean, unless it's me.
Yeah. But if it's like same with lobster, like I'm cracking it, or crab, I'm cracking the shell, I'm shoving it in my face, like, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't seem very impressive to someone that you've never met.
I know
before.
It lets you know exactly what kind of person you are, though.
A pure mess, yes.
I guess the difference is that it's not the messiness factor of all the crab and lobster, but maybe just that not everybody's into crab and lobster. But who's not into chicken? That's the only thing I can think of, because I'm with you, Steve. It seems as messy, and you kind of don't want to look like a savage. And eating crab, lobster, and chicken wings kind of makes you look like a savage. So maybe it's just that chicken's a more universally liked food.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with crab and lobster, your fingers smell like it the rest of the night. Yeah. I've tried to do lobster and literally just smell like fish for the entire rest of the night.
Oh, that's not
like,
a
no
good
matter
smell.
How much you do.
Yeah, it's like, not great.
So at that point with chicken wings, I mean, your fingers might be stained, but they're not going to smell.
And then it's just awkward throughout the day. You keep smelling your fingers, and they're like, what is going on here? What's up? Or you go, hey, can you smell my fingers? Does it smell like fish?
Wow. Okay, this is disturbing.
First and last date.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, the good news for most dudes is that what's coming out on top of this list of foods that you should actually order on a first date are all good dude foods.
Dude food. Burgers?
Dude food.
Yes, sir. That's number two.
Nice.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Burgers and fries. Can you really go wrong with that?
No.
Unless you're dating a vegan.
Well, most places now have the Impossible Burgers or the Beyond Meat Burgers, so that the option is there.
Which is awesome.
And then you look thoughtful.
Oh, here's what I would say to any vegans out there. If you're going to go, if you're dating somebody and you don't know if they're a vegan or not, then you've got to either A, let everybody know what's up, or B, not be a pain in the ass. Because you're the one deciding to date outside of your people. You know what I mean? You're dating outside of your vegan people.
You're vegan people?
Yeah, I mean,
they
seriously.
They live on vegan island.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Look, I know people that will not date outside their vegan island. I mean, it's like if you're not a vegan or you're not a vegetarian, like whatever their thing is, they're like, I'm not dating that person. You got to be on board.
Well, that's no fun. The fun part is trying to convince them to try some meat.
Oh, that's the fun part for you.
Hey, try this. It's good.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, are you vegan? Would you like some meat?
Steve is the ultimate first date. I mean, I can see that right off the bat. First he's just lines. Giving him oysters. He's giving him mussels. And the vegan is just like, okay.
But it's not like 2000 anymore. Like, it's like every restaurant seems to have a vegan option.
Or at least like a garden burger or something.
They should have
like
something.
That.
Something that they can make. And that's not just a salad.
And that's why you like Daniel's, because also on the list is steak. They say steak is a good first date thing, and Daniel's has a vegan option.
A vegan? You sound like my parents.
That's a vegan. What's up? Yeah, it was a vegetarian or vegan option. They got it.
Mm-hmm. They have a whole menu for it.
Salad is also a good first date situation.
Ugh.
Yeah, you don't make friends with salad.
Wow.
Who's getting a salad for dinner?
If I'm most, going to Red Robin, I'm getting the crispy chicken salad, and I'm adding all the bad stuff to it.
Yeah. That doesn't feel like a salad.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Like, it's like a pretend. That's like a taco salad. I mean, okay.
Exactly.
Is that really a salad?
There's lettuce in it.
Right?
There's a crouton. That has to be healthy, right?
On a first date, a lot of people like to, you know, like, oh, I'll just have a salad, you know, so I can see why it's a thing.
Oh, so Wendy from Auburn brings up a good point about shellfish. She says you should stay away from it not only because of the smell, but because of the potential for something bad. You don't want to get sick from shellfish poisoning on the first date.
Oh, good call.
I had a friend that every time he ate oysters, he would need the bathroom like 30 minutes later. And it wasn't food poisoning. I know she's talking food poisoning.
It just ran right through him.
Something about, yeah, the oysters made him just want, like, have to go to the bathroom. And he was like, never, never again.
Oh, I thought like he kept going and getting it. I'm like, why is he a glutton for punishment?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he liked the taste of him, but yeah.
Yeah. I like that ice cream is also on this list and a chocolate brownie. You know what? I'm all for that.
What about popsicles?
Get them Otter Pops for this
popsicles
week.
Popsicles and bananas, Steve wants on his first date.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
We're going on this great, it's brats, bananas, and popsicles. It's the latest trend.
This one makes me sad because it's so tasty. Because I feel like if you were, I don't know, having a first date in October and you decided to go to like, you know, I don't know, a pumpkin patch or, you know, take a hayride, this is always available. And they're saying, don't do it. Corn on the cob.
Oh, just because it's so messy and gets stuck in your teeth.
Stuck in your teeth.
But it's so good, though. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it squirts.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. I mean,
really?
Wow. Like a juicy corn on the cob, sometimes you take a bite and it's like, depending on how they cook it, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. What about a giant turkey leg? Can that be?
Yeah, if you're going to the fair, you have to get that.
If you're at a Ren fair. Again, if you're at the first dates at a Ren fair, you should expect a giant turkey leg to be had, right?
That would be so awesome. First date, just giant turkey legs need cheers.
That would be fantastic. I'm all for it. I say we do it. Well, you know what? What we've known is this, is that Danny, again, would be the ultimate first date because what he loves so much in the world is the number one thing you're supposed to get. And we know that Steve is a very fortunate man where his vegan wife put up with him and his muscles on the first date.
Well, she wasn't vegan at the time, so it wasn't like she was breaking her veganism to eat a muscle.
Any chance you probably sent her in that direction with the muscles on the first date?
100% chance, yes.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? I need to avoid these situations. I'm just going to cut off all meat.
That's it. It's over.
This guy is suggesting some weird ass.
He really is.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.